The Canadian crash will not resemble the American crash. The reason it will not resemble it is because the Bank of Canada has already played their cards. They've already let us know that they will bail the banks out.
The thing that was very interesting about it is because the Canadian banks and how we are, and we did not blow up, Canada became a destination for wealthy people. Mm. And those types of wealthy people that are have significant amount of wealth and have no problem dropping, I don't know, you guys live in Vancouver, you got them all over the place, $5 million homes that sit empty.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden, Canada becomes a destination for international capital. Mm. And I'm sitting here going, if the Bank of Canada keeps raising rates, you guys have no clue about what a real estate bubble pop. Go talk to your U.S. listeners, right? They know. They know what a real realist popping a real estate bubble is. We up here, we think Canada defies the laws of nature.
If you didn't know this, back in January, the Bank of Canada already started bailing out our banks. We had a bank that went over their amount. This is something called interbank lending. They lent out an extra, get this, $5 billion that the Bank of Canada had to come in and rescue them. And barely made any headlines. Didn't make any headlines, just kind of passed on by. So Canadian banks are super strong. Yeah, they're super strong because we know that the Bank of Canada and the government of Canada is going to bail them out. That's the difference, because we don't allow private enterprise banks like they do in the States. Now, as for this one other piece about, is it worthwhile to get your money out of Canada? Absolutely, because we know that this economy is going to underperform. And so there is huge advantages to getting your money into another place where it will perform better as a real estate investor, that is.
And the other thing is, everybody up here is a property developer. Let me be honest, right? Everybody's got three or four properties. Not you, but everybody's doing it. And it was exactly the same. I lived in DC. Everybody's got four or five properties, right? What happens? What happens on the washout? And so I'm just going through experience of what went down in the States. I lived in the fifth most affluent county in the United States, and it was stark what went through when the real estate market blew up in that county.
Canada's economy for the next 10 years is going to be a challenging place. And the Bank of Canada told us this years ago. Coming out of COVID, they told us that this is what was going to happen. They told us they were going to raise interest rates. They told us that our economy was going to be stagnant more or less for the next 10 years. Did people listen to it? No. As for Canadians being developers, really? You go talk to five of your friends and go find out how many of them own multiple properties. The average person doesn't even own their own property. Let's actually look at Canadian real estate. Is there a bubble in certain places? Yes. Have certain properties gone overvalued? Yes. Why? Because we got into a period with extra low interest rates where people felt like borrowing money, it was like getting free money. And so everyone was feeling rich and they were out there overbidding on properties with this idea that we can afford to buy this property based on the monthly payments. And what are those rich people finding out? They're finding out they weren't rich. Because right now they're getting rid of the high-end vehicles that they bought. They're getting rid of boats. They're getting rid of motorcycles. They're getting rid of all of these things because they're having to adjust to be able to pay for those million and multi-million dollar homes that they bought. Will those prices come down? I do believe that in a lot of the larger cities, we're going to see some sort of price correction. And the reason that I believe that is because interest rates just held steady. And it now is starting to look like they won't lower interest rates in the next cycle. And why are we blaming it? Why are we saying that? We're saying that inflation is continuing to go up. And the only reason that we're saying inflation is going up is because we've got carbon tax as one of the metrics that adds to inflation. In some ways, maybe it does, but really, that's I've heard one person saying That's a policy adjustment. So that's inflation based on policy. Take out the carbon tax, and all of a sudden our inflation would be so much lower. It'd be below 2%. And we know that we've got a jump coming up here at the beginning of April by 23% on the carbon tax. So guys, don't be surprised by what you're seeing. Don't be surprised at seeing prices come down. It's happening right now. We are seeing prices drop in certain parts. Try to go buy a condo. The price is lower than what people would have paid for it last year or the year before. When it comes to real estate, it's always regional. It's always local. You're going to have to negotiate. You're going to have to get a good realtor that's able to negotiate if you're talking about that. Have the prices of income-producing properties gone down? Heck no. They're still going up. Is the economy going to have a challenging time? Absolutely. And there is still value here in Canada. Canadian business insolvencies more than double in January? All right. So what is this article really getting into? Here's the thing that I want to point out. First of all, this article is probably written by someone who doesn't own a business, because they get into talking about all of these business loans that people got as a result of COVID, and that the government wants them to be repaid. What is the importance of that? If you're a business owner, that's cheap money. There's a lot of people who didn't take this money, and instead they borrowed it off of their credit cards. For the regular person who used money off their credit cards, you're paying between 19 and 29% interest. So for a business owner to be able to get that money at 5%, that is a steal. Take it and run. Now, if you're a real business owner, then you know that you also have to make money on that. You have to make a profit. And 5% is actually cheap money when you look at it. So this article, as much as I understand that there are a lot of bankruptcies going on, from a business perspective, any true business person is saying, don't feel sorry for me. I mean, that's the whole point, is that business owners are supposed to be rewarded for taking the risk. And now some of those business owners are losing out. Now, hey, I don't think we should feel sorry, because if everything had worked out, they'd also be really happy. Now, what does that mean for you? It means that you have the opportunity to go in and fill that need that these guys weren't able to fulfill on. It means you get to go start a business and make money at it, because these guys have now exited that space. Now, as for did the government cause it, you know, because we get into the government was the one that shut us in and locked out a lot of the small businesses, and the big businesses were allowed to, like Walmart, were allowed to stay open. Yeah, obviously that is a major concern. And at the end of the day, the reason that the business owner is the one that makes the big bucks, as people like to say it, is because they're the ones that are taking the risk. And I'm sorry for those that lost out and weren't able to make it through. That is legitimate, and I feel for you. And at the end of the day, that's what we all sign on for. So don't feel sorry for us.